A Texas jury has found Andrea Yates guilty of murder in the drowning deaths of her children last year. Yates pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. The verdict was delivered yesterday, less than 4 hours after the jury began deliberating. From Houston, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
As Judge Belinda Hill read the verdict, Andrea Yates showed little emotion, acting much as she had through her entire trial.
In cause number 880205, the state of Texas versus Andrea Pia Yates, we, the jury, find the defendant, Andrea Pia Yates, guilty of capital murder as charged in the indictment. Signed by the foreperson.
Yates' husband, Russell, buried his head in his hands and muttered the words, "Oh God." Defense attorney George Parnum put his arm around Yates and tried to reassure her. Outside the courthouse, Parnum's reaction was matter of fact.
You know, you can imagine it's a devastating time and extremely disappointing and emotionally taking its toll. And we need to keep our heads up here and go forward with this next stage.
In closing arguments, Parnum appealed to the jury, saying if Yates doesn't meet the standard for insanity, who does? Parnum said it's time for the state of Texas to address the issue of mental illness and the law.
I'm not critiquing or criticizing the verdict, but it seems to me that we're still back in the days of Salem witchcraft, when you take a demonized woman and take a life.
In Texas, defendants are insane if they did not know that what they were doing was wrong at the time of the crime. The defense and the prosecution agree Yates was mentally ill, but the defense says Yates was so ill, so psychotic, that she thought killing the children would send them to heaven and save them from eternal damnation. But the prosecution told the jury that Yates knew exactly what she was doing. Prosecutor Kaylin Williford relied in part on Yates' own words to convict her. She recounted one officer's testimony about his conversation with Yates at the crime scene.
And I walked over to her and I looked at her and I looked her eye to eye and I said, "Do you know what you have done?" And she looked him eye to eye and said, "Yes, I do." And she sat there in silence. Not that I've saved my children. I know what I have done.
Williford told the jury Yates made the decision to drown her children deliberately and with deception. She waited until her husband had gone to work and then took each child separately into the tub and forced them under the water for several minutes until they lost consciousness. The jury of 8 women and 4 men had to sort out more than 3 weeks of testimony from medical experts, police, family, and friends of Andrea Yates. Nancy Rappaport, dean of the University of Houston Law Center, says the jury also had to determine who was telling the truth and figure out what evidence to use in deciding whether Yates was insane.
There are two different meanings of the same word here. There's the normal you and me just talking version of insanity, and of course this is an insane act. And then there's the legal definition of insanity, which is something much more narrow.
Many have already been speculating about what it means that the jury took just 3 hours and 40 minutes to convict Yates. Rappaport says the short deliberation doesn't necessarily reveal anything about how the jury made its decision. The Yates trial is important, she says, because it raises significant questions.
From society's perspective, I guess the broader issue is there always someone to be held responsible, or are there some situations where you want to say, honest to goodness, there was very little that could have stopped this? And that's the bigger social picture. There's a lot of need to find closure in things, and some things don't always have closure.
Tomorrow, the jury begins hearing evidence in the punishment phase of the trial. Jurors have only 2 choices, to give Andrea Yates life in prison or the death penalty. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houston.